This episode of Choose Your Fate contains scenes of violence, coarse language, and mature subject matter. Viewer discretion is advised.
Tori, what are you doing out here?
Need answers. Need to speak with you.
How long have you been standing out here?
Dunno. Don't care.
Tori, have you slept? You look like you're going to collapse at any second. I'm worried.
What? No! I don't have time to sleep. I need answers. Tessa, open the door!
Tori! Give me the keys! Tori? Please talk to me. You're really starting to scare me.
I don't want to scare you. I just don't want anyone to come in.
Do you want me to call Isaac?
No! He's not coming back here. He can't come back here. It's too dangerous for him.
Tori, is this about the superstition? Talk to me.
I want to know everything about the stuff we bought. You have that information, right? You know where they came from, don't you?
Yes, there's information, but Tori, it's not going to bring you the answer you want. The pocket watch and Sam's death was a coincidence.
It's not just about the watch. It's everything we bought. It's all cursed.
Tori, you know how that sounds. How can it be cursed?
It is! The watch killed Sam, and now Tyler and Jasmine are gone too?
Wait, what?
Last night, both Jasmine and Tyler died. It can't be a coincidence. It isn't. It was those antiques. Now, will you please just help me?
Of course I will. But really think about this. Is looking at the past records going to help you? Truly help you?
I know it won't bring them back. I know I sound crazy and I feel like my mind is going to crumble, but I need to know. I'm desperate.
Okay. Come on through to the back office. I'll get you the records.
Thank you.
Take a seat. This might take a little while.
I know you don't really know me well, but I'm grateful you're doing this. Anyone else would have called the cops on me and had me locked away if they heard the way I was talking.
You've been through a lot, Tori. While I'm not convinced about this premise of killer antiques, if this helps bring you closure, then I'll do what I can. Are you sure you don't want Isaac here with you?
No. Can't risk it. He's the last person I have. Can't lose him, too.
If you're sure.
So you're sure nothing like this has happened before?
Well, some customers have died over the years, I won't lie. But nothing unexplained or supernatural.
How long have you worked here?
Here? Since it opened a few years ago. But I've worked with antiques for so long that it feels like it's my life's calling. Okay, got them all. Sam's pocket watch. Original owner lived well into his 80s. The watch was then inherited by his son, who passed it on. Was later sold at an auction in Germany before being bought and sold here.
No deaths?
No deaths.
But look at this! Notable features. Clock permanently stopped at time believed to be original owner's death.
Yes, it seems the watch stayed that way, even after attempts to repair it. Nothing worked.
That's the same exact time that Sam died, too.
A broken clock can be right twice a day, Tori. Your mind is trying to connect things that are mere coincidence.
Just tell me about the next thing.
Tyler's porcelain doll, originally commissioned by a British lord for his youngest daughter's 5th birthday, remained in her possession until her death and, like the watch, it remained in the family until the estate was sold at auction.
Jasmine's
silver and sapphire locket. Now here is something unsettling.
What is it?
Original owner was murdered by her jealous lover. Was Jasmine murdered?
No.
Then I'm sorry to say, nothing here has anything to prove the items are responsible.
Fuck! I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening to me.
I do. You're grieving, and on top of that, your body is running on practically nothing. You're searching for something to obsess over to stop yourself from facing the fact the one you love is gone. To make matters worse, two of your friends have also died suddenly, all in the space of a week. That's more than anyone should have to deal with.
I just can't take it anymore. I'm just so tired.
You should really think about allowing yourself some rest. Proper rest.
It's just so hard to...
Come on, I'm taking you home. Everything will be better with a nice long sleep.
Thanks for getting me home. Sorry you had to lock up the store just to do that, though. You sure you won't get into trouble if your boss finds out?
Don't worry about me, Tori. Everything will be fine.
You can go back if you need to. I'll be fine. I need to get used to being on my own.
I know, but let me at least make sure you've fallen asleep first, okay?
That could take a long while.
Only because you're consciously trying to stay awake. But I'd bet with how drained you are, you'll fall asleep soon enough, whether you want to or not.
Thanks, Tessa. If you want a drink or something to eat, help yourself to whatever you see in the kitchen.
Oh, no, you don't. Lying on the sofa is another reason you're not sleeping properly. Come on, which way is your bedroom?
No. I haven't been in there since Sam. Not to sleep, anyway. Just long enough to grab clothes.
I know this might seem pushy, but you need a bed. Your bed. You just said you need to get used to being here on your own. That includes sleeping in your room again.
Okay. Do you promise you'll stay until I fall asleep?
I promise.
No, it's too soon. I can't do this.
Yes, you can. You're doing so well, Tori. As soon as you lie down on that bed, your body will realize just how tired it is, and you'll be asleep in no time.
I don't want to dream about him.
Why not? If he's in your dreams, then that means he's still with you. Why deny yourself that sort of comfort? Come on, lie down.
It still feels wrong to be in here without him.
That'll pass with time. Do you want the photo of him you showed me?
Yeah. Yes, please. I set it down on top of the dresser over there.
It really is a lovely image of you all. The perfect final group photo.
What do you mean? Only Sam's visible. Isaac didn't develop it right.
Nope. I see Sam and Tyler and Jasmine all so clearly. Just you and Isaac aren't fully shown. Yet.
You're not making sense.
I really wish Isaac hadn't picked that camera. I really did like him, you know? Sweet. And you too. That's why I tried to convince you to pick the snake. It's best if you just relax. Like I said, your body is depleted of energy. You need to sleep, and I'll help.
What do you mean?
It's okay, Tori. I'll give you the answers you wanted. All of them.
I was right.
Partly. Honestly, I meant what I said. I did like Isaac and you. Tyler and Jasmine just had to ruin things. Otherwise, everyone would still be here.
Ruin things?
They disrespected me and my store. Well, I couldn't let that go unpunished, could I? The information I told you at the shop was true, but some parts of the antique's histories were left out. For example, Jasmine's locket. The original owner was murdered by her violently jealous lover. Want to know how?
No!
Of course you do. He drowned her in her bathtub. Then there was Tyler and the porcelain doll. I told you the doll stayed in the little girl's possession up until her death. Didn't say when or how she died, though, did I? Poor thing took a tumble over the top banister of her luxurious manor, broke every bone in her body.
Still not asleep? Your mind is so much stronger than I thought. I know what'll help, though, and in a way, it's perfect for you. You were so tired that you didn't even remember Tyler bought two things.
How did you get that?
Oh, I have my ways. You know, I would have been really annoyed if he'd thought to play this before the doll got the chance to work her magic. This one has always been one of my favorites. It belonged to a woman who was tormented with sickness after sickness. She could only find peace when this played. In the end, during her final days, this played constantly until she eventually passed. I'm glad I can give you this kindness. Unfortunately, Isaac won't be so lucky.
Isaac.
Don't worry, I'll go check on him. That's it. Let sleep come, Tori. Dream happy dreams of you and Sam.
Come on, Tori, answer the phone. Please, please answer the phone.
Hey, this is Tori. Sorry I can't answer the phone at the moment. Leave a message or text me.
Tori, I know this is the fifth message already, but please call me back. Or message and let me know that you're okay. Sam would never forgive me if something happened to you. Tori, thank God. I've been... Oh, Tessa, sorry. Please, come on in. I thought you were Tori.
You haven't spoken with her today?
She was here this morning, super early. You should have seen her, and she was in such a bad way. I mean, understandably so.
Grief is unpredictable. Some days are worse than others.
This was the worst I've seen her since the day I had to tell her Sam was gone.
Oh, Isaac, I'm so sorry. It's still so raw for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's worse now, because Tori told me...
About Tyler and Jasmine. Yeah, she told me about them too when she came to the store this morning.
So that's where she went. I should have guessed. Tessa, I'm sorry you had to deal with all that. Had I known, I would have called you to give you a heads up. Were you able to calm her? Do you know where she went after?
It's fine. You don't need to apologize. We talked. I gave her the information she wanted. I took her home and made sure she went to bed. She was sleeping very deeply when I left.
Oh, thank goodness. That's why she hasn't answered any of my calls or messages. It's a relief to know she's finally resting.
Yeah, she looked peaceful, like she was having a good dream.
That won't last long, but we'll take what we can get. So you said you gave Tori information. What did you tell her?
What she wanted to know.
Do you mean you told her the truth or what she wanted to hear? You didn't make her more set on blaming the antiques, did you? One broken antique was enough to deal with.
What do you mean? She broke your antique?
Yeah, she said she couldn't risk losing anyone else, stormed into my office, and smashed the bee on the ground.
Show me.
I hurried to get changed and tried to find her. Didn't get a chance to clean it up. I've been busy worrying about where Tori was.
Oh no. Even if it was cursed, it wouldn't have done any good to smash it like this.
She's adamant that everything is cursed. I'm just glad she didn't start trashing the store.
So am I. You asked if I told her the truth or what she wanted to hear. I told her both.
That doesn't make sense.
It does that they're both the same. I told Tori the truth, and given what's unfortunately about to happen, I owe you the truth too. You at least deserve that much.
What's about to happen? What does that mean?
You picked the camera. Part of me wishes you had picked anything else. You should have gotten a kinder end. Like Tori.
What are you talking about, Tessa? That's not funny.
No, it's not. The truth is rarely kind in times like this. Do you want to sit down before it happens?
No, I don't want to sit down. What the hell is going on? You're acting so differently all of a sudden.
I'm trying to tell you the truth, so you know what's happening and why.
No, you're starting to talk like Tori.
You and your friends all met your ends because of the antiques that were picked.
Are you making fun of Tori when she's just trying to cope with her grief? You need to leave. I'm not listening to you when you're like this.
Isaac, look in my eyes. Do you see any humor there? Any deception? I'm not lying to you. You'll soon be gone, like Sam, Tyler, and Jasmine.
Shit. You're serious?
Deadly.
Wait, you didn't say Tori. What did you do to her?
She doesn't have an antique, so I had to deal with her another way. But don't worry, I was kind. She won't drown like Jasmine or break like Tyler. But her fate is permanent all the same. She's sleeping, like I told you. Think of it like a coma. She'll be in that state until her body eventually gives up. Painless. Peaceful.
And me? What's my fate?
One I wish could be avoided. Sadly, this was the way things played out. We had a good run, though.
So what changed? Why did it play out this way, as you said?
Essentially, you have better taste in antiques than you do in some of your friends. If you just let past and present be your little haven, we wouldn't be standing here today.
No, don't say that. Don't blame me for this.
I told you, the truth isn't kind in moments like these. If you hadn't suggested my store to your friends, we'd be continuing our cozy friendship.
Stop.
Tyler and Jasmine would be... Well, who cares what they'd be doing?
Please, that's enough.
Tori and Sam would happily be planning their wedding.
Stop!
You're right. It's too late for pointing blame and playing a game of what if. It's almost time. But don't worry. I'll be taking the antiques back into my care when you're gone. I do want to thank you for taking such genuine care of them all this time.
Don't touch them!
Isaac, you won't be needing them anymore. Oh, you're looking flushed. It's starting.
Why is it so warm in here? Smoke?
The original owner of the camera died in a fire. An awful way to go. But over the years, his cameras developed a fun little quirk. That pun was unintentional, I promise. Anyway, after the physical photos the camera takes have been produced, they only show the subjects clearly when they're dead. It's okay, Isaac. It'll be over soon. Such a shame. But I can't deny how much I love when there are no loose ends. Oh well, back to work. But first, I need to take you beauties home. I've missed you. Hello? Yes, this is the owner of Past and Present Antiques speaking. How can I help you? If you can give me about 15 minutes or so, I'll be back at the store, and I promise you won't be disappointed. Whatever it is you're looking for, I can assure you you'll find it in my collection.
This episode of Choose Your Fate was written by Carrie Murphy, starring the voice talents of
Amber Burrell as Victoria Tori Hall,
Nate Washko as Isaac,
Betty Sequeira as Tessa.
Music by Key Garland. Key art by Angie Min. Casting by Carrie Murphy and Jenna Oliver. Directed by Jenna Oliver and Luca Xavier. Script editing by Jenna Rose. Audio editing by Jenna Oliver and Heather Main. Thank you so much for listening to Choose Your Fate. On Monday, October 28th, we will be releasing our full feature version, which includes character art by Dorky the Edge. If you like this episode, please feel free to check out our link tree, linktr.ee/wolfmagpiemedia. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.